CliffCentral.com.
Let's talk about the world of cryptocurrencies. Sean is the co-founder of Revix. You can sign up at Revix for free, and we'll tell you why you should in a second. But we've got to fill in all the things that have happened in the last week. When we spoke to you last week, Sean, I think we were trading around $52,000. It's now rapidly approaching $59,000 again. If we just listened to you in a week, if you invested, say, 100,000 Rand, you would have made between 10 and 15 grand in just a week. So, you know, even if you're just a gambler, an inveterate gambler, this is a great place to gamble. But if you're really taking cryptocurrency seriously, Sean gives us the lowdown on what's happening. And this week, we've got to talk a little bit about PayPal and Visa, because they've made some big announcements. Tell us what's happened.
So yeah, really, really big news. But before I actually get in, let me just quickly give everyone an update of what's going on in the world of crypto. So Bitcoin's at $59,300. It's up 14% this last week. Ethereum is up 22%. It's at $1,920. And you've had the likes of Binance Coin, Cardano, and Polkadot. They're all up more than 25% this last week. Woo-hoo. So the sort of price changes are actually kind of a segue into what's been going on from a news standpoint, right? And so what's been going on is...
Before you give us that news, a lot of people ask me, which tracker do you use to track the price? Do you actually use Revix? Have you guys got a counter on your website?
So what we do at Revix is we aggregate the prices from across the world, right? And okay. The way that we generally do that is we plug into a variety of pricing providers. The most commonly used one in the crypto space is a company called CoinMarketCap. They aggregate prices from over 400 different exchanges. Okay. And I'd probably say that they're the most reliable from a pricing perspective. So you can head over to CoinMarketCap.com if you want to see those.
Brilliant.
So anyway, a bit of info on what's been going on in the world of crypto, though. So the first big news this week was that Visa has partnered with USDC. That's USD Coin. Mm-hmm. So a bit of background, Revix offers USDC as an investable asset. Now, USD Coin is a cryptocurrency that's a stable coin that is tied to the US dollar. So one USDC is equivalent to one US dollar. The difference between holding actual dollars versus holding USDC is that USDC trades 24/7, 365, and it's traded peer-to-peer on a blockchain, and that's the Ethereum blockchain.
Cool.
So it's different to dollars in that it's almost better in every single aspect. There's no additional fees you pay by holding USDC in South Africa, and this is something that's pretty neat. We've brought all that USDC onshore. So when you actually start buying USDC on the Revix platform, you're actually not making use of your annual discretionary allowance. For international investors, obviously, that's not a concern at all, but that's a pretty neat feature. So the big news really is that USDC has partnered with Visa, meaning that any payment can be made in USDC and converted into any fiat currency. So, you know, you want to buy, I don't know, something online, right? You go, you're a South African, you're wanting to buy something from Amazon. You spend your USDC that you potentially own on Amazon, that gets converted into whichever currency the seller requires you to convert to. So that could convert to Rand. So it just acts like any other currency. So that's a pretty big move forward in the crypto space. You know, Visa is the biggest card acquirer in the world. So naturally, that's, you know, that shot the market up a good 5 or 10%. So sort of depending on when you were looking at it. Then the next big news, which is even bigger news, was that PayPal's entered the space. And we've spoken about PayPal before, but they've entered the space now with kind of both feet. So what they are now doing is they're enabling all their current customers, that's global customers, and there's quite a few of them, you know, you're looking at over 100 million, all those current customers to be able to make use of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash when making payments. So, you know, this could be to any single PayPal merchant, and that means that you can use cryptocurrencies in the same way that you can use currencies. To say that this is a big step forward for the crypto ecosystem is a complete understatement. I mean, you've seen some really big names come out this week. BlackRock, Fidelity. I mean, some analysts that were very bearish, meaning that they weren't very positive on the crypto market 12 months ago, come out now going, well, you know, you could actually see Bitcoin going to $150,000 and $170,000. I mean, that's what their two top analysts said, which is like, you know, if you look at sort of where Bitcoin is today, sitting around $60,000, I mean, it's a very big move up. And something else which is really interesting, which we need to talk about, is that there's a really big supply side issue with Bitcoin at this point in time. And this is not looking at the other cryptocurrencies. I mean, they're all facing a similar sort of supply issue. But with Bitcoin in particular, remember, you've got a fixed number of Bitcoin that come onto the market every single 10 minutes. And that means that there's a fixed inflation rate. Now, with the Bitcoin halving that took place last year, and if you you know, you need to understand a little bit more about that. Maybe we can talk about that on another show. But essentially what that meant is that the supply of Bitcoin that were coming onto the market was halved. And that means that the inflation rate declined. So currently you've got an inflation rate of about 2.1% with Bitcoin. Now, the top four companies that own Bitcoin own 40%, or they've taken up 40% of all of 2021's supply of Bitcoin. Now, that is Tesla, MicroStrategy, Galaxy Digital, and Square. So you've had 40% of all the new Bitcoin that's being created in 2021 bought up by just these four companies. Now, that is a really big story. And I mean, if you've got other players entering the space, you know, demand and supply, what happens when you've got more demand than supply, prices increase? And that's exactly what you're seeing today.
Amazing. There's a lot of upside coming up by the looks of things. So this is just the beginning of you know, kind of what's going to be a real roller coaster of a year, and probably a lot more up than anything else. Revex is really cool because if you've never been on their platform before, it is the perfect way to enter the crypto space. Maybe you've been thinking about it for a couple of months' time. Well, stop thinking about it and do, even if it's just a small amount of money. You don't have to invest a huge amount. You could put 500 Rand in and you can start off. They expose you to all the best performing cryptocurrencies in a nice index. Sean and his team rebalance that index regularly. So you can go in and you can get the best of everything. And you can own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, and they stay up to date. They'll keep you up to date. They've got great customer service. You can find out more at revex.com. You can also join them on social media, Revex Invest, on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter at Revex Invest. So go and sign up today. Sean, thanks for the info.
Great, guys. Have a fantastic rest of the day. Chat to you soon.
Good to see you, man. Very, very good. CliffCentral.com.